Someone who has been at the forefront of this work is musician Grimes. And I wanted to get her perspective on where we are in this evolution, the creative potential she sees, and the importance of hope in what comes next. As an artist, what do you feel is like the moral imperative of this moment in time?
I did a poll recently on Twitter where I asked people like if they had any purpose in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was like 70% of people said no or something.
Wow.
Like if there's ever a moment to have a feeling of purpose, I think it would be now, because what we do and the things we create over the next few decades will probably shape like all minds going forward for the rest of time. And so if there was ever a time to have purpose, I think it's really, yeah, like right now.
How should artists then be thinking about how they work with technology and really, in many ways, specifically AI?
I really think there is actually like a beautiful amount of opportunity here right now. When I started making music, there was sort of this revolution happening in music production. More people were being able to make music at home on their computers. And I think there was a massive democratization of who was allowed to make music that like I took huge advantage of, that was fully the byproduct of technology. And I think this is about to extend to all of art. You know, when I see some of the new stuff coming with AI, like video to video and text to video and all this stuff that like is about to explode. And I think it's so beautiful that like when everyone has the same tools that can make professional quality stuff, then like you get to see the actual talent like really rise to the top.
You've said consciousness is sacred.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
I think because we're all alive, we all like take it for granted that like I can think and I have agency and I can feel. You know, if we're really alone in the universe, which it seems like, I think the thing that's happening here right now, like this is like literally God or something. This is like the universe waking up and perceiving itself. I think the single most important thing is to make sure that this spark that exists here on planet Earth gets to be elsewhere. And I don't even really care if it's biological life or digital life or something like that. I'm really a proponent of like keeping the humans alive, but like if it's silicon-based life that goes out there, I think that's just as good. I think the universe is empty and quiet, and it wants to be woken up and filled with beautiful things.
It makes me excited to think that we really are on the threshold of wild and wonderful new ideas about who and what we can become. But if we're going to create the futures we want to see for our kids and grandkids, new technologies will only take us so far. How we choose to use them matters more than ever. In Brooklyn, a group of artists are using AI to create an immersive art experience aimed at examining our relationship with these tools in fascinating new ways.
What we're seeing today is a collected work of what Ouch Collective calls data generative painting. What that fundamentally means is that they, in their studio, took enormously large data sets, millions of lines of text, millions of paintings, petabytes and petabytes of data, fed them into a computer, and let the computer seek out patterns within it. The computer then generates new data, and then the folks at Ouch Collective feed that into software, and the software puts it on the walls. Through these powerful algorithms that they built, they could take the human experience in toto, right? Massive data sets, and you could learn something. So this is the server room. This is where all the stuff lives that operates all the stuff in there. So the EEG takes six different types of brainwave data. Each of those different dimensions gets assigned something to manipulate within the visual palette, right? So it could be that, you know, the amplitude of the wave is the thing that changes the color frequency. All it takes is a little bit of human input to say, okay, we'll make a scene with these shapes or with this patterning, but the possibilities are endless. It's only a matter of sort of the length of your creativity. Thank you. When we have a large audience, we'll have the audience wear heartbeat monitors on their wrists. Those get fed into the computer, and those start to manipulate the visuals as well. If the goal is great collective experience, which I would hope immersive art should be, we get ever closer to it when we incorporate audience into performance as well. What we've really been able to do is tap into the feedback loop of the human soul. That musician is having an emotional response to whatever they're doing in the moment, whether that's the music itself, whether that's the audience's reaction to the music, whether it's the visuals on the wall, they're having an emotional reaction.
It's a profound feeling to experience both humans and machines collaborating in real time. This is just the beginning, and as these tools continue to evolve, expanding our ability to imagine and create, what will we choose to use them for? What new possibilities will we unlock? And what kind of human and non-human potential is waiting to be unleashed?